On the phone today, a special guest that we have had on a few times in the past. This time of year, we have the Higher Ground Men's Conference put on by Prodigals International. It returns once again February 25th, pretty much all day this coming Saturday at Westminster Chapel in Bellevue. We have the leader of Prodigals International, I guess the leader of this conference, Steve Delaney, on the phone. Hi, Steve.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you having us on again.
Prodigals International, tell us a little bit more about this organization. I know people have heard of this. Maybe they've seen a group that meets at their church. What is Prodigals?
So we are a ministry focused on helping men and women and families that are really been attacked by this issue of not only pornography, but just sort of the sexualized culture that we're dealing with. Not only here in the local area, but in the United States and in Canada as well. And the ministry has, you know, really started from one particular group down in Renton, Washington. The group started helping men get some healing and some hope. And from there, it became became a nonprofit in 2000. We have groups all over the Pacific Northwest, but not only for men that are struggling with sexual brokenness, sexual purity, and sexual addiction, but also for partners and wives that are affected by this issue in the family, in addition to the counseling services that we offer in the Kirkland area. We also do referrals throughout the Pacific Northwest for counselors that support and can help support men as well as their wives, as teens as well.
Well, the problem of pornography and what has come to be known as sexual addiction doesn't seem to be waning. It seems to be growing, and growing quite a bit amongst young people. You have some alarming statistics in that regard. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that, you know, especially in the last 12 months, there's been a lot of coverage in the secular media as well as in the Christian community about sort of what, you know, has been predicted to be the tsunami, the devices that are in the hands of almost every teenager, adolescent, young adults, and, of course, adults. And one of the things that has been sort of alarming is there are some statistics out there that say, you know, for example, 8 in 10 men between the ages of 18 and 30 actually view pornography on a monthly basis. Mm. There's another study that was done by the University of New Hampshire, a secular study, that said 93% of boys and 62% of girls are exposed to online pornography during their adolescence. Mm. So the numbers are starting to become just dramatic, and we're actually going to speak to that issue in the main session at Higher Ground next Saturday, because I think fathers don't necessarily realize the impact that it's having on their sons, on their daughters, on the culture and the way that things have been accepted. And we're going to point out, really, that a lot of times it's buried within the family. A lot of times fathers and mothers are not aware that even though their wonderful Christian son or daughter, you know, have this incredible community of Christian support, that underneath that there can be and is this sexualized culture, and it is affecting everything that they do. And, you know, you can hear from the numbers. Here's an amazing statistic from a study that was done in the last 14 months by Barna. That study said that more teens and young adults feel that not recycling is more morally wrong than viewing porn. Meaning, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Morally, it's more of an issue whether I put my can in the recycle bin versus whether I look at pornography online or there is sexting or pictures are sent back and forth. The numbers we're going to talk about at the conference are really alarming. And we don't want men to come to the conference because, you know, that's their own struggle. We want them to come to support not only their sons, their daughters, their family, but also their friends that are struggling with these kinds of issues. We see it as an issue that the Christian community needs to address and needs to support.
Yeah, it's a real problem. Now, that is one of the sessions you're going to have at this Higher Ground Men's Conference, too, is a session for pastors. What would happen at a pastor's part of this session?
So the pastor's session, and I wanted to, you know, we want to offer that to the pastors out there, the lay ministers that perhaps work with men's groups, that if they would like to attend the conference, we are providing free tickets up through this Thursday. If they send an email to our info@higherground.com, send an email to us. We're going to have a session that is about the Homecoming Ministry, which is our men's ministry and our women's ministry, which was called Partners in Process. We're going to talk about how we can support the local church and how they could potentially, if they wanted to, start groups within their church.
And some other sessions, Building My Dad Brand, Manhood Training for Regular Guys. Now, this is presented by the Legacy Institute. Of course, people are familiar with Carrie Abbott, I guess her husband, and someone else is teaching that.
Yeah, so Carrie's husband, Greg Abbott, is going to be presenting that session that's called Manhood Training for Regular Guys. Not every session that we have is going to be focused on this issue around sexual purity. We're going to be offering a broad number of topics around spiritual integrity, not only sexual purity, but also sex trafficking and the issues around social justice that exist in the culture. Greg and Major League Baseball player, former Major League Baseball player, Jose Rios Berger, who's a local well-known former player, I think played for the Mets, they're going to be speaking to this issue and representing the Legacy Institute. So Carrie's been a great support for us, and we really appreciate that Greg has been involved in the conference from the very beginning.
Well, it's a great conference and lots of different issues touched on. This is for men and young men. What would you say? What, teenage boys? How old?
So, usually what we suggest is, probably 12 to 13 would be the youngest age you'd want to potentially bring. We have a really strong curriculum this year for fathers and sons, because really, if you think about, like I said, the teens are the ones that are getting targeted by the pornography industry today. And one of the biggest issues out there right now, believe it or not, even in the Christian community, is sexting, which is sending pictures back and forth. The numbers are surprising, and the sexualized media culture that we are being just basically sucked into. Unfortunately, we've really expanded our offerings. We've got a guy named Jason Susnick. He's from Project 619. And it's the Sexual Integrity Initiative, and he's going to be talking to young men, going to be talking to dads and college age about this, who, are waiting to be, from a purity perspective, waiting until marriage. And he's going to be talking about that and really focused on helping young men understand what they can do in their community and for themselves in staying strong and staying pure.
Well, this can definitely be a conversation starter for, because I think that that's the first step to really helping young people is being able to talk about it with their dads.
You hit the nail on the head there. We recognize that if you don't feel like coming for yourself, come for your sons, come for your daughters, come for, being supportive of, the Christian community, because unfortunately, it is an issue, and the conference is really, we support men, and we've got some great, keynote speakers, and we've got 25 breakout speakers from 19 different local and national ministries that are going to be speaking at the conference this year. It's the most diversity that we've ever had in terms of the topic range. So
get ready for it. Higher Ground Men's Conference, pretty much all day Saturday, February 25th. More details at higherground men.com. You can get your tickets there, or as you were saying before we recorded, a lot of men, they wait till the last minute, so they can get tickets at the door for this as well. So it should be a great time.
They can, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Mark. And, we hope to see you guys at the conference.
Okay, Steve Delaney with Prodigals International heading up the Higher Ground Men's Conference again this coming Saturday, February 25th at Westminster Chapel in Bellevue. Thanks, Steve, for getting in touch.
Thank you, Mark.